In jazz and contemporary music, Anthony Braxton is king of the box sets. Last year, his releases included a 6-CD box set of jazz standards, 4-disc boxes of Braxton in solo, duo, and quartet settings, and a 9-CD set documenting his composed music for piano. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews one more Braxton box, 8 CDs of recordings from the 1970s. Kevin says they point the way toward the diverse projects he's involved with now.
Anthony Braxton is a prolific composer, saxophonist, and clarinetist who's mentored dozens of improvisers. As all his box sets suggest, he has a devoted following. But to some of the jazz police, his interest in modern classical music and his convoluted or halting rhythms make him a one-man crime wave. Still, in the 70s, he was one of jazz's great hopes, not because he was the heaviest swinger, but because he was bursting with ideas. Barry Altschul on drums. That's music from the complete Arista recordings of Anthony Braxton from the Webb Order House Mosaic. The box's long unavailable treasures from the 1970s include 3 albums featuring terrific quartets with Dave Holland on bass, George Lewis was on trombone, or Kenny Wheeler on trumpet. Braxton lays out concepts he'd mined for decades, slipping on ice rhythms, complicated stop time beats for bass and drums, pulsing horns, and minimalist repetitions. Anthony Braxton's Arista recordings include wind solo and trio albums, and duets with Dave Holland and pianist Muhal Richard Abrams, who joins Braxton in tweaking Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. There's also the celebrated LP, Creative Orchestra Music, 1976, for a big band morphing into a new music ensemble, and on one number, into John Philip Sousa's band, Marching Into a Wall. John Faddis on piccolo trumpet. If Braxton had just stuck to eccentric jazz records, the Watchdogs might have let him be. His zigzag solo shouldn't bug anyone who digs excitable Eric Dolphy. But Braxton talked his major label into recording his music for 4 symphony orchestras and for 2 pianos. They're in another idiom, but have his idiosyncratic flow. ¶¶ Box annotator Mike Heffley says those classical albums demolished whatever jazz cred Braxton had built up in the 70s. But that was no concern of Anthony Braxton's. He wanted to get his whole program out there while he had the chance. His appetite's too big for just one kind of music.
Kevin Whitehead is currently on leave from teaching at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the complete Arista recordings of Anthony Braxton from the web order house Mosaic. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.